Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Faith Matters here on Big Dog Radio. Many of you know by now that tomorrow will be our last broadcast. We've had a great opportunity these last 3.5 years to come into your household or to your automobile or place of work, airing Faith Matters. And we thank you for listening to this broadcast. And many of you have commented through the years how much you appreciate having this broadcast on Matters of Faith on the Big Dog Radio. And it's been my joy and delight to be able to air these broadcasts. I want to thank Beach Branch Baptist Church and Fairfax First Baptist Church and individuals who have supported, not only through their prayers, but their financial gifts, this radio ministry these 3.5 years. God bless you. We could not have aired these programs without your financial support and your backing. So let me again say during this Christmas season, thank you so much for being part of Faith Ministries and Faith Matters Ministries. You've been a partner right alongside us these 3.5 years. I wish it were possible for me to continue this broadcast, but I'm moving out of state, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing a radio ministry up there or a podcast or what, but if the opportunity comes available and I'm able to continue expanding the broadcast of Faith Ministries and Faith Matters, then I will certainly do that and look for every opportunity. I want to thank Rick and Carl and the Big Dog Radio Station for allowing this program to be aired, and we appreciate their support as well. Again, this today and tomorrow will be the final broadcast of Faith Matters. I want to close out today and tomorrow, because we're only 3 days away from Christmas. Obviously, we want to talk about Christmas and the meaning of Christmas. Let me invite you to join us on Wednesday at Fairfax First Baptist Church at 5 o'clock, and we will have our Christmas Eve candlelight service along with a silent Lord's Supper. We'd love for you to be part of that. Come and join us as you and I prepare for Christmas 2014 on Thursday. This is a wonderful way for your family and friends to gather in a spiritual setting, and it will only enhance the meaning of Christmas for your family and for you as an individual if you'll come and take part. It's a wonderful service. It's one of the highlights every year at Fairfax First Baptist Church. So you come at 5 o'clock. And join us. It won't be a lengthy service. We're talking about 45 minutes, and then you're out and back home. But hopefully this will help prepare you and your family for the spiritual element of Christmas, not just opening up gifts, but remember who the giver is of all gifts and who is the indescribable gift at Christmas. Paul said, the Lord Jesus, and he described him as indescribable. Well, I'm going to shift gears now and focus on John the Apostle, and I want to talk about how to make Christmas that which was hidden to be visible. In 1 John 1:1-4, that's what John is talking about. He doesn't waste his time in this letter to speak of the Word of Life, and he says the life, that referring to Jesus, was made known, was manifested, to reveal, to make visible what was hidden. Well, God did not reveal himself in human flesh until Christ's earthly ministry, when the divine or eternal life became visible to mankind. It is one thing to say it's not about me, but about him. However, John never mentions in 1 John or the Gospel of John that he is the author. Instead, John dives right in to making Christ known through his own personal experience. As John pens this letter, he's now somewhere in his early 90s, and it's around 90 to 95 A.D., and friend, he has known Jesus a lifetime, probably around 60 or 60-some years. Now, John wrote knowing that he was stating truth that was, in those days, diametrically opposed to the influence of the views of Gnosticism. Well, the Gnostics' philosophy in those days was a dualism that taught that matter was inherently evil and spirit was good. And they accept some form of Christ's deity, but denied the Lord's humanity. He could not, according to the Gnostics, taken on a physical body since matter was evil. Therefore, they denied the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, others taught that Christ's spirit descended on the man Jesus at his baptism, but left him before the crucifixion. To those, the body was merely the prison in which the spirit was incarcerated. Therefore, sin committed in the body had no connection or even, friend, effect on the spirit. So John asserts in his letter that they had heard, seen, and touched Jesus Christ, who had truly come in flesh, God incarnate, God in flesh. 1 John 4:2, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, if you study much about the Gospels or the disciples, John is the son of Zebedee, the brother of James, and he was used by God to pen the Gospel of John in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John in Revelation. John was with Jesus when he performed his first miracle in Cana of Galilee. It says in John 2:11, the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. And manifested, that word manifest means to show or demonstrate his glory. And his disciples believed in him. See, friend, John was among the apostles in Luke 6. John was one of the three who were with Jesus, if you remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration in Luke chapter 9. And John saw, along with Peter and James, the glory that belonged to the Lord from all eternity, a glory that was veiled by his flesh. And it was also, friend, John who sat at the Passover feast at which Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. He was the one leaning on the breast or the bosom of Jesus at his right hand, which was a place of honor. John left the upper room and went to Gethsemane. John was in the shadows of the garden when Jesus poured out his prayer to the Father. When Jesus went to Calvary, all the disciples forsook him but one. On the cross, he saw his mother, and the scripture says, and the disciple he loved. And that was a reference to John. John was the first of the disciples to visit the empty tomb. You see, John was intimately associated with the Lord Jesus from the very outset of his ministry until he rose from the dead. It is believed that after his return from the Isle of Patmos, when he was exiled, he served as a pastor in a church in Ephesus. And he writes to the children, his spiritual children, to share what he had seen and heard of the abundant life about Christ. And one of the things at Christmas, if it means anything, is a reminder of the permanence of Jesus. John said, that which was from the beginning. John wrote the gospel to prove the deity of Jesus, assuring his humanity. 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Well, friend, John wrote 1 John to prove his humanity and also assuring his deity. The truth of the incarnation, God becoming flesh, when all creation came into existence, our Lord was already, friend, in existence from the beginning. You see, friend, if Jesus were not truly man as well as truly God, when he suffered and died, he could not have been an acceptable substitutionary sacrifice for sin. And so Jesus was fully God, and Jesus was fully man. And I like the quote from Max Lucado, "Heaven opened herself and placed her most precious one in human womb." The omnipotent, he writes, in one instant made himself breakable. He who had been spirit became pierceable. He who was larger than the universe became an embryo. And he who sustains the world with a word chose to be dependent upon the nourishment of a young girl. And that comes from Max Lucado's book, God Has Come Near. Emmanuel, God with us and God living in us. Well, we've run out of time. Please remember to keep the faith and join us tomorrow for our final broadcast here on Faith Matters. God bless you. Keep the faith because faith matters.